It can be an overwhelming job making sure every U.S. veteran is provided services, care, and resources when it comes to mental health. The experts at Bay Pines VA Healthcare System say there's no way they can go it alone. They rely on community partners to help provide those services both inside and outside the VA system. As part of our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien caught up with Jason Dangle of Bay Pines for a preview of today's second annual Mental Health Summit.
It's an opportunity to bring together stakeholders and our mental health partners in the community with the goal of really enhancing access to mental health services, also addressing the mental health care needs of the veterans as well as the family members residing in the community.
Who are some of those stakeholders?
We consistently work with NAMI, you know, bully centers, some of our different agencies across the community. I know that our mental health services reached out to some of the various private health care organizations, some in hospitals who come into contact with veterans on a regular basis. They really want to learn more about how to connect the veterans to VA, how to connect them to those resources, and to really get them the help that they need. The purpose behind these events is to come together as a team. We have a lot of resources within VA, many resources for mental health and to serve the veterans, but we can't do it alone. And that's really the point of the Mental Health Summit.
Bay Pines has a wide variety of specialized mental health programs. Give me a rundown of what some of those are.
Aside from our typical inpatient psychiatric services, we have emergency services through our emergency room. We have intensive outpatient treatment facilities, substance abuse residential treatment facilities, specific services dedicated to military sexual trauma and the post-traumatic stress disorder. That includes your psychotherapies, that includes counseling, peer-to-peer support, which is a big thing in VA today.
It mentions families a lot. What are some of the specific services that Bay Pines is providing for the families of veterans to help with mental health issues?
It's more so about educating the families. The Mental Health Summit really talks about how family members can also help identify a veteran if he or she may be experiencing a mental health issue that requires some help, and how those folks can also reach out to VA or community mental health partners and say, hey, my loved one is experiencing this, what should I do?
At the end of the day, when folks have gone through their breakout sessions and heard from the young OEF, OIF veterans, what's the takeaway you hope to have?
It's obvious that many, many, many people want to help veterans. It's a great opportunity to become aware of all the different services and support within the community, you know, establishing those relationships, networking, and really being able to provide a community, if you will, not just VA, but a community, a family of support in the Tampa Bay area and across our healthcare system, which spans all the way down to Collier County, out east as far as Highland. It's not being stovepiped. It's not living in our own organizations. It's knowing that there are other organizations out there, and we have to work together truly if we want to be successful and truly meet the needs of the men and women we serve.
Jason Dangle with Bay Pines VA Healthcare System. To find more information about the programs and services from Bay Pines, visit Off the Base on our website, wusfnews.org.